Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening. In the fall of 2022, my last semester of college, I had another class with Timea, which was an introduction to graphic design. There, we were classmates again for another semester. Throughout that time, I was releasing the series Aspirational by Tabitha Stories podcast. During the week before Thanksgiving, I interviewed students around campus for a Thanksgiving special. Poland does not celebrate Thanksgiving, but I was interested in knowing how Timea planned to celebrate her first Thanksgiving in America. And this is what she said.
Hi everyone, my name is Timea and I'm from Krakow, Poland. So probably my favorite Thanksgiving food is the pumpkin pie because it gives me a lot of fall vibes and just makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. I really love it. So the one experience for which I am most thankful this year is probably the fact that I traveled a lot this year, even though the travels weren't planned at all. I've been to LA for the first time, Hollywood, I went to Oregon, and Nevada, Lake Tahoe was beautiful, and I traveled around Europe a lot too. So I've seen a lot of new places, and I spent a lot of time in nature, which made me feel very relaxed, and I was able to calm down from the stressful year.
During our second episode, she will share how embracing change is as essential as embracing our roots.
Well, I'm going to share to you this from my point of view, and then maybe you can share to us what Sure. you think about it. So from my point of view, I mean, from my experience, well, my family lives in Palmdale, south of California. Mm-hmm. Not all the way to the south, around the south.
Yeah.
And then I live in the north. Initially living in the north, I only hear two, English and Mandarin. Those are the two languages that I'm surrounded the most. So sometimes, like, I spend days without speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. Or I spend weeks without speaking Spanish. Is it for you the same to go days or weeks without speaking your language?
Yes, well, I talk to my dad every day, so mm-hmm. now I practice Hungarian a lot. But yes, with Polish, right now I don't speak it a lot because my mom passed away last year. So I used to talk to her a lot, also every day. But now I don't have that practice. I mean, sometimes I talk to Professor Woznica in Polish, but I also can go weeks without speaking Polish. I try to read in Polish, read books, but it's definitely different. And a couple days ago, I had a video chat with one of my friends from Poland, and I could tell that it was hard for me to speak Polish, which I never would have thought that it would happen so fast, because it's only been 2 years that I've lived here, and it's already pretty hard for me to speak Polish. I don't think I will ever, like, lose the ability to speak Polish, but I think it will keep getting harder and harder for me. So that's why I want to keep reading, at least, or watching shows in Polish. And of course, whenever I go to Europe, it's very important for me to go for a few weeks to Poland to actually see my friends and talk to them in Polish. And yeah, I'm doing my best.
Yes, and I'm sorry to hear about your mom passing away.
Thank you.
And I think it's hard. Last time, I don't know, I'll share this story to you. I went to a Mexican restaurant, mm-hmm. and I'm in there and I'm heading to work. And so I'm just kind of like hearing a lot of Mandarin and have a few words in my mind. And I'm like, you know, I'm speaking English and I go into the place and they look at me and they start talking to me in Spanish. And I'm like, oh, sí. And then they are responding back to me. And in their eyes, I can see that they're confused. And I'm like, I don't think they understand that I speak Spanish, but I cannot speak a single word right now, like a single word. Like, I cannot say anything back to them. And so I leave the place. Like, I leave the place. And as I'm leaving, I see the person that was attending me. And I'm like, oh, like, I'm sorry. Like, I speak Spanish.
Yeah.
But I cannot speak it right now. And mm-hmm. then she was assuming that I was not, it was not my native language. And then she was like, oh, all my family is the same way. And I'm thinking to myself, like, but I grew up speaking Spanish. Like, I spoke it until age 13, like, it was the main language. It was not until I learned English later.
Yes.
And so it was kind of like confusing, and I'm like, there is no justification to this.
Yeah, I think it's really important to keep practicing your native language even once you've moved abroad, because I've heard of so many Polish immigrants in the United States, for example, who decided not to teach their kids any Polish, and so now those Polish-American kids, even though technically they're 100% Polish because they were born in the United States and their parents never taught them Polish, they don't speak a single word in Polish. And I think it's really sad because the ability to speak multiple languages is so crucial to being a good, educated person, adult, and I think it makes your life a lot more unique. It makes you more unique, and you are able to adapt to different cultures. Even if you wanted to, like, move back to El Salvador one day, you know, it would be important for you not to forget Spanish. But yeah, I know that it's really hard.
Yes, it is very hard. Yeah. Have you met anybody from Poland while living in the United States?
Well, the only Polish person that I know right now is Dr. Woznica. There aren't any Polish Simpson students, I don't think, besides me, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think that having him is really good for me and keeping my Polish side of me. And also, it was one of the reasons why I chose Simpson over other universities in the U.S. was because I saw on the Simpson website the list of communication professors, and I saw Dr. Woznica's name, and I knew that he was Polish, and that was, like, also part of my decision thinking, because I knew that it would be nice to have at least one Polish person on campus, that if I needed anything, especially at the beginning, then I would have someone to turn to. And he was actually really helpful to me at the very beginning and still is.
Yeah. And when did you start learning English? At what age did you start learning English?
Yeah, in Poland, we actually start learning English in the elementary school, first grade. So I was 7, I would say, when I started like actually taking English classes, but also because my parents are kind of international, they always spoke English to each other. So I've always heard English in my house. It's just that I couldn't understand it. And I remember I only knew one word and it was daughter. So I knew that when my parents were saying daughter, they were talking about me. And that was a big motivation for me when I was a small kid to learn English really fast so that I can know what my parents are talking about me and what they're saying. So, yeah. But I started taking classes when I was 7. And since then, yeah, I've always had English classes.
Wow, that is amazing. And I really love that story of your motivation towards learning English.
Yeah.
As you transitioned to the United States, what was something that shocked you culturally?
Yeah, there were many things. First of all, when I first moved here, speaking English has been really hard for me. Even though I went to a high school that was technically bilingual, so I had classes in English, some of them. But just speaking English 24/7, that was very tiring for me. And I remember after a whole day, I just wanted to go back to my room so that I didn't have to speak English anymore. But when it comes to other cultural shocks, I think it's a good thing. But the fact that people are so kind to you, that they're saying hi, like strangers saying hi to you or strangers asking how you are, and even though some people say that it's not like they're not actually asking how you are and that's so vague, I think just the fact that a stranger is smiling at you, it never happens in Poland or in Europe. There, if you like say hi to a stranger in Poland, they will look at you like you're the weirdest person ever because you just don't do that. And also, I remember I really kind of part of my decision why I decided to leave Poland is that just the culture between like strangers, people on the like street, the people that you meet on the streets, they're sometimes really mean to you. And while you get used to that because that's the culture that you grew up in, for me that was always so unnatural and so not nice. And I knew that then in the US, it's so completely different. And I really like that about Americans. And I remember when I went back for my first winter break after my first semester here at Simpson, I went back to Poland and Hungary. And there again, there were the mean people, you know, on the public transportation. Usually old people saying that, oh, those young people, they are always in their phones and stuff like that. And you actually forget about that. And I feel like Europe would be so much better if people were actually kind to each other.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm grateful that you share to us the reason why you left Poland, because I think it's good when you decide to leave, I would say, your home country or your nest in towards other places, because once you come back, you're able to see a lot more that you had not seen if you had stayed there. Like, if you would have stayed there, sometimes like you grow and you continue to see things and you find your way around it and you have so much knowledge. But when you leave, you kind of like you're, I would say, thrown into cold water.
Yes.
And you have to learn how to kind of like breathe.
Yes.
In the cold water. And yes. Then once you get out, you're like, oh, wow, like this is cool.
It's so different. Yes. And yeah, I agree with you that you have to make that dangerous, risky step. And
actually go somewhere else to see and maybe have a different perspective of what life can be, what cultures can be, and just you get a better understanding of what is important to you also. And if you go back to your home country or hometown, you can spread those values in there too, and maybe you can make a change.